Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Howdy, Stars fans. Welcome back to the Locked On Stars podcast. I'm your host, Dane Lewis. It is Friday, September 24th, day two of Dallas Stars training camp. The boys are back in town, and they are getting ready for this exciting coming NHL season. To close out this week, we have a good show for you on tap. I went on Twitter and wanted to keep things light this Friday and do a mailbag episode. So yesterday I went on Twitter and asked all of you to tweet me any questions, comments, concerns, what have you, about the Dallas Stars upcoming season. And so today we're going to take a deep dive into some player contracts as well as overall player expectations for this season. And before we do that, I just want to take a moment and say thank you for listening to today's episode of Locked On Stars. Whether this is your very first listen or you are a returning listener, thank you so much for stopping by. It truly means a lot to me. I encourage you to subscribe and follow the podcast. Wherever you get your podcasts at, I encourage you to subscribe and follow. It's free, helps me out a ton, helps out the Locked On Podcast Network a ton, so we can keep cranking out great content for you guys covering the Dallas Stars as this season gets up and running. Jumping straight into our first segment, the first question I want to talk about is probably the biggest question of the day, going to be our longest segment, and probably our most pressing question that's been on Stars fans' minds since the offseason began, and maybe even before, but especially as things transpired throughout the offseason when it comes to free agent acquisitions. This is one of the biggest questions to answer for the Stars. And this question on Twitter comes from Davis, and he asks me, what do you make of the goalie situation for the Dallas Stars? Who do you think is the tandem we see on most nights? And so the way I see it, there are four candidates to play goalkeeper for Dallas this season. Ben Bishop, obviously, Anton Hudobin, Jake Oettinger, and the newly acquired via free agency from Vancouver, Braden Holtby. So that's the easy part. That's the easiest part of all this, is laying out who is eligible for the role of goalkeeper for the Dallas Stars. But here's where things start to get messy when we get to the nitty gritty. Ben Bishop is in his mid-30s. He missed all of last season. He had a meniscus surgery, was playing on an injured right knee throughout the Stars' deep playoff run to end the 2020 season. And even before his last few appearances, his last few appearances were not very good. Granted, he was playing with an injury. That's why he's had surgery on his meniscus and his right knee. In a perfect world, we would be getting Ben Bishop from the 2019 playoffs back, because Ben Bishop in the 2019 playoffs was absolutely electric to watch. The guy did all he could. The guy was trying his hardest to carry us to the Stanley Cup, that playoffs, where we were eventually bested by the St. Louis Blues, the eventual Stanley Cup champions of that season, and what was a thrilling seven-game series. Anton Hudobin is also in his mid-30s, another candidate for the position. He also had surgery at the end of the 2020 season, obviously less extreme than Ben Bishop. He played a lot this past season, and he did fine. He went 12-11 and 7 overtime losses with a .905 save percentage. Jake Oettinger made his NHL debut last year and did surprisingly well for how young he is as a player, despite the circumstances he was thrown into. He went 11-8-7 with a .911 save percentage. Similar numbers to Anton Hudobin while playing in three less games. The youngest goalkeeper of the four that I'm talking about at age 22 right now, so extremely young in the grand scheme of things. And Braden Holtby, the last guy I mentioned, is one of the newest Stars pickups, one of the many free agents we picked up this offseason. He spent 10 years in the Capitals organization before playing one season in Vancouver last year, where he logged 21 games, posting a 7-11-3 record with a .889 save percentage. It is worth noting that he did play as the backup goalkeeper to Thatcher Demko in Vancouver, and like Dallas, Vancouver did not make the postseason. And so obviously, we can't dress four goalies every single night. Here's a line, though, however, from the NHL's website, their official website, regarding active rosters and how they can be structured. So this is from NHL.com. NHL teams are only allowed to dress a maximum of 20 players, 18 skaters, and 2 goaltenders for any given game, but those 20 must come from the 23-player active roster. So here's how I see things shaking out. Kind of a long-winded answer here from Davis's question, but I think that this question, there's a lot to unpack. So strap in as we attempt to break this down. If you're driving your car and listening, I hope you already are strapped in and you have your seatbelt on. If you're not driving, just throw on that imaginary seatbelt right now, because here we go. The way I see things shaking out. Jake Oettinger, I believe, unfortunately, gets sent back down to play at the AHL level for most of, if not all of, this season. I think he gained a lot of respect throughout the organization and even the NHL for putting on the performance he did as such a young player. And I think he gained a lot of valuable experience this past year, getting to play against some of the best teams in the NHL with the kind of realigned divisions from this past year. Obviously, playing teams like Tampa Bay and Carolina and Florida very, very often and very consistently, I think, was beneficial for him as far as development goes. And he stepped up for the team in a lot of huge ways when the team needed him most. But as I said earlier, he's young at 22, still, I believe, has over a decade of good hockey left if he can stay healthy, of course. And so I think he gets sent back down. So that strikes one guy away from filling the spot of starting goalkeeper, or even being in the starting two tandem of goalkeepers for Dallas. I also have a thought that the Stars may be looking to move a goalkeeper, a goalie, at some point this season. I thought the acquisition of Holtby was kind of odd, and still do to some degree. This is just the way it's in my head that I think of this. Why go out and get another goalie who's in his early 30s, not too far behind Bishop and Hudobin, when you have two excellent veteran goalies when they're healthy, obviously, and they should be healed up and well-rested by the time the season starts in mid-October. And so I think as the trade deadline approaches, Dallas will need to evaluate the team and see what needs they have to fill throughout the entire roster, not just goalkeeper, and use Dobby or Bishop as a trade piece. I think they'll look for a team who needs veteran experience at the goalkeeper position, and they're going to potentially look to make a move with one of those two to get somebody else, whether that's a defenseman or an offensive player, to fill any holes that might be on our roster on that front. So I think that's something worth keeping in mind. And according to Dallas Stars senior staff writer Mike Hyka, Ben Bishop has not been cleared to play. He is working out at training camp. He is practicing, training, whatever you want to call it, but he's not cleared to play yet. He plans to try and play this season again, according to Mike Hyka on Twitter. That's at Mike Hyka, official Dallas Stars senior staff writer. With that said, I think the tandem that we will see to start the season, and most often throughout the season, will be Anton Hudobin at the starting spot with Braden Holtby at the backup role. Again, that's just my prediction. I think if Ben Bishop is cleared to play, I think he eventually takes that second spot. And if he's able to stay healthy, I think he holds on to it, moving Holtby to still be on the 23-player active roster. I don't think we'll be sitting up every night for the Stars, but he'll still be active where he could play. I think Jake Oettinger makes an appearance if someone gets hurt, traded, or if there's just awful performances overall, which again could result in getting traded or moved down. But it's nice to know that we have Oettinger as kind of a safety blanket in all of this, seeing how he played last season, knowing how young he is. But it's a loaded question asking about the Dallas Stars goalkeeping situation. Again, I'm excited to see kind of how the story unfolds as training camp goes on. Will Ben Bishop be affected by his knee, or is he fully healed and ready to kind of take one last crack at it, potentially, with the Stars this season trying to make a deep playoff run? Will Anton Hudobin kind of go back to where he was in the 2020 playoffs and 2019-2021 season? Will Braden Holtby kind of emerge as maybe the new kid on the block who has a lot to prove? Because he has been in the league for a while, but obviously not the most impressive numbers last year as the backup goalkeeper in Vancouver. But who knows? Maybe with a new team, a change of scenery, even though he was only in Vancouver for 1 year, that maybe that's all he needs to take his game to the next level in his early 30s. Only time will tell. I'm excited to see how the goalie situation unfolds for Dallas. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about Roope Hintz and the expectations for him coming off-season surgery as well. But before we do that, I want to take a moment and tell you about BetOnline.ag. BetOnline.ag is back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back on to start another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface and even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use promo code NFL100. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Today's episode is also brought to you by DirecTV. DirecTV Stream brings you your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can get all the entertainment you love without the hassle. And there's no annual contract. So get your TV together at DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. Up next, we're going to address a question that was asked by a friend of mine named Jason on Twitter. Jason tweeted me and asked, how confident are you in Hintz being able to match or improve on last season's performance following off-season surgery? And shortly after this past season, and did, if you don't know, Stars left wing group A Hintz did have surgery to repair a tendon in his groin area that was bothering him all season long. But if you ask me and pretty much anyone else who watched the Stars this past season, you couldn't really tell. Rupe played in 41 games, notching 43 points, 15 goals, 6 goals on the power play, and 28 assists. Rupe is another guy, according to Mike Hajka, not cleared yet to play, but he is working out at training camp. And I think to answer this question, it's a lot more simple to unpack than the previous question, right? I think Rupe will have a fantastic year. He's 24, so he should still be able to move well on the ice. If he puts up the kind of numbers he did last year with an injury, I can only imagine what he can do when he's healthy. You look at the potential offensive nightmare that could be for the NHL with a lineup of offensive players like Rupe Hintz, Dennis Gurianov, Jason Robertson, Joel Kiviranta, just some of our young guys to take into account, as well as you mix in Jamie Benn, Tyler Seguin, Joe Pavelski, Alexander Radulov. I mean, the punches just keep coming and they don't stop coming. And so I'm excited to see how he recovers from injury. I mean, you think if he was doing all this while he was hurt, the sky's the limit for Rupe, being only 24 years old. And so thankfully, just with being as young as he is, his body thankfully has the ability to recover stronger from this injury. And I think he will bounce back and be a great performer for this team. And I'm excited to see the way that he is incorporated into the offense with more consistent play time as his health is now back to normal. Coming up next, to kind of close out the show, we are going to take a deep dive into the cap space zone and talk about John Klingberg's coming up contract extension potentially for the Dallas Stars. But before we do that, I want to tell you about Built Bar. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There's something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorite flavors. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, well, you're missing out, and here they are right now. You have coconut, cherry barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, and German chocolate. Personally, I've said this before, and I will say again, cookies and cream is always a go-to favorite flavor of mine with anything that you can put the cookies and cream flavor on, so that's definitely the one I recommend. If you haven't tried all the flavors, though, don't worry, and maybe you're curious about the kind of flavors Built Bar has to offer, do not worry. Because they'll send you a mixed box where you can get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. And not only are Built Bars the best tasting bars out there, but they're also healthy. They're good for you. And I can prove it with some of the macros on the Built Bars. So they're 17 to 18 grams of protein. The calories range from 130 to 180. Only 4 to 5 grams of sugar and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. So Built Bar has amazing flavors. They're all tasty. They're all delicious. And they're all healthy. That's the most important part. If you order today, you can get any kind of flavor that you want of Built Bar, grasshopper cookie, raspberry, whatever you like. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code Built.com. I apologize, not BuiltBar.com. Built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 at Built.com. Coming up next, to close out today's episode of Locked On Stars on this Friday, we are going to be talking about John Klingberg. Tex Critter on Twitter asks, thoughts on John Klingberg's contract extension? Can/should the Stars re-sign him after this season? For those of you unfamiliar with John Klingberg's current contract situation, let me fill you in real quick. John Klingberg is currently 29 years old, and he's about to play the final season of his 7-year, $29.75 million contract. According to John Grooks of BlackoutDallas.com, many fans expect Klingberg to be extended by now, including myself, you can throw me into that list of people. Again, him being only 29 years old, and just the potential and the excellent play he has shown over the years as a Dallas Star. Kind of surprising that he hasn't been signed yet. I think Klingberg should be and will eventually be re-signed, as Stars owner Jim Neal has said he wants to keep the Stars' defensive core intact as long as he can. That defensive core being John Klingberg, Esa Lindell, Miro Heiskanen, and now newly added Ryan Suter, which we don't know exactly how long he'll be with Dallas, just with him getting up there in age and his mid to late 30s as well. But obviously Klingberg, Heiskanen, and Lindell have all played together for quite a few seasons now. And so Jim Neal has been quoted saying that he wants to keep that core together. And so as of now, the Dallas Stars do not have cap room. But I think room will clear up at the end of this season with the likely departure, the unfortunate, unlikely departures of Joe Pavelski and Alexander Radulov, both going to be in their late 30s and unrestricted free agents this offseason. So I think letting them both walk would give us a little over $13 million in cap room. So that would clear up some room for us, and obviously there could be other moves made throughout the season and the offseason as far as some other free agents, trades, you name it. Things will eventually clear up. And by the way, I'm getting all my cap information from capfriendly.com, so if you want to take a look for yourself at the Dallas Stars cap situation and who's getting paid what, whether or not they're going to be a free agent at the end of this season or when their contract is expired, I used capfriendly.com. I encourage you to do the same, or if you have another place that you can check out all that information, do that as well to stay up to date on the Stars' financial situation. I personally have never been great at math, but for some reason, math makes a little more sense in my head when we're talking about millions and millions of dollars in sports teams and who's staying with your respective team, in this case, the Dallas Stars, and who's leaving. And for what reasons, and normally a lot of it has to do with the financial side of things. And so to answer the question, I think Neal and the front office will eventually re-sign John Klingberg. They just need to kind of see how this team shapes out to start the season. I think they're waiting to see how the team performs early on and kind of the tone that they're going to set for the season and how well they will perform as a whole. Klingberg is a great veteran guy to have out on the ice with guys like Miro Heiskanen and Esa Lindell and newly acquired veteran Ryan Suter from Minnesota. So I think it is of the essence that we do look to re-sign him as we continue to build an effective hockey team for the foreseeable future in Dallas. I think it's in our best interest to re-sign John Klingberg, and I think the Dallas Stars will do it. It just may take some time. I don't think we need to be worried about there being a disagreement in between the two parties. There might be a little bit, but I don't think it's anything where there's bitterness or animosity from one party to the other. I think it's just a matter of being patient and kind of waiting how seeing things play out with training camp just starting. The season hasn't even started yet. We do have Klingberg for this entire season. Again, only 29 years old, so still has quite a bit of hockey left in him. If he can stay healthy, which he has a tendency to do well, stay healthy and be an effective player for Dallas. And I think his veteran defensive skills will be valuable as time goes on, especially with the departure of Jamie Oleksiak over this offseason. And I think he just fits well with the guys I've listed in Miro, Esa, and Ryan. That's all we have for today's episode of Locked On Stars. I really enjoyed kind of getting to do some of the research for this mailbag episode. We will definitely be doing more of these in the future with a little bit more specific questions. I just kind of wanted to start off with a broad reach out to you guys with a broad question of just general questions, concerns, comments, what have you, about the Stars. And as the season goes on and we have more questions that develop, the questions will get a little more specific. So thank you to those of you that did respond to me on Twitter. I obviously can't answer every single question that gets sent my way, but I will do my best to at least read all of them. And so I encourage you to take part next time that we do a mailbag episode. I will be tweeting out from the Locked On Stars Twitter account at Locked On Stars. And come at me. I mean, give me a hard question. Give me a hot take. If it's good, I'll talk about it on the show. And I love to rack my brain over this kind of stuff and crunch numbers and look at what history kind of has to say about the ways that hockey has shaped out over the years. And so, again, thank you for participating, those of you that did. We will definitely be doing mailbag episodes again in the future. And again, thank you for listening to today's episode. We are 3 days away from preseason hockey. Super exciting. We're getting oh so close to getting to see the Victory Green back out on the ice competing. And Thanks for checking out this episode of Locked On Stars, and be sure to check out Locked On Bets. Betting on the NFL doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to subscribe to this show and tell your friends about this show, Locked On Stars. We're really going to be getting it going. After this first week of podcasts, it's just only going to go up from here. Throughout the next coming weeks, week and a half or so, we're going to be talking about burning questions regarding the Dallas Stars organization. So you're going to want to tune in every day next week and the days to follow, answering some of the biggest questions facing Dallas this season. And some of those we already touched on this episode. And so it can only go up. It can only get better from here. Go ahead and follow me on Twitter at Dane double underscore Lewis. That's Dane double underscore Lewis. I encourage you to enjoy your weekend, spend some time relaxing, spend some time with family and friends, watch some college football if that's your thing. A lot of big games this weekend on tap for college football: Notre Dame and Wisconsin, Texas A&M and Arkansas, and of course the game that has me stressing out and has had me stressing out all week: my Texas Tech Red Raiders versus the University of Texas Longhorns. Hoping for a huge upset there. Always a good day to see the Longhorns lose. In my eyes, should be an exciting game. A 3-0 Texas Tech team versus a team in Texas that has already lost this season to Arkansas. So it should be interesting. Again, thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Stars podcast. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday.